So there's an effort underway across America today, led by AIPAC, which is the pro-Israel lobby that actually launders money from Israel back into the U.S. to pay off senators and members of Congress to keep voting for pro-Israel policies. But there's an effort to outlaw criticism of Israel or criticism of so-called Zionism. You will probably see laws put in place that will criminalize any speech that is critical of Netanyahu, that disagrees with him, even though he's a war criminal. Any speech that condemns Israel's continued bombing of civilians in Gaza and the West Bank, and also its ongoing targeted assassinations in Lebanon and in Iran and other countries as well. If you criticize Israel, you may go to jail. And new regulations and rules are being implemented across U.S. universities, colleges, to also outlaw criticism of Israel or criticism of Zionism. And they're trying to make so-called Zionists a protected class that you cannot criticize under any circumstances. Now, why is this relevant? Well, number one, it's all a violation of the First Amendment. But more importantly, this is what the Jews did in the day of Christ, in the Bible. I'm talking about the New Testament, the books of John and Mark in particular, that cover the crucifixion of Christ and what went down. It was the Jewish religious leaders, and this is, again, directly mentioned in John, I think it's chapter 18 plus, and in Mark, it's chapters, I believe, 14, 15, and 16, right around those areas. It says that the Jews demanded that Christ be crucified, that they demanded that he be killed. And the Roman judge there, named Pilate, he said, no, Christ is no threat to Rome. I want to release him. And it was the Jews who specifically said, no, Christ, he is a criminal. You know, he's a dangerous man. That's why we brought him before you, and you need to kill him. They said it again and again, and they riled up a mob, an angry mob. And so the Jews there were speaking out of hatred and violence against Christ. And they achieved their goal of having Christ killed. And what were the so-called crimes of Jesus of Nazareth? What were his crimes? Even according to the Jews there, the religious leaders, the elders, the scribes, they were all part of this angry, hate-filled mob that wanted Christ murdered. Even they said that he had committed no violence. He had not robbed anyone. He had not raped anyone. He had not murdered anyone. They condemned Jesus of hate speech crimes. They said that his speech is a crime. And what was his speech? It was teachings of universal love, not hatred. The hatred came from the Jewish leaders. They hated Christ because Christ and his message of love and his message of saving all humanity, where all human beings are children of God, this conflicted with the ethno-supremacist philosophy of what we would call today Zionism, which is that only Jews are selected by God, and that only Jews have the right to determine who lives and who dies and whose land they take and what resources they take, that Jews were selected by God, because that is what they say their teaching is. Now, remember that in Judaism, they do not teach the New Testament. They do not teach that Christ is a savior. They don't teach that at all. Judaism is rooted in largely the first five books of the Old Testament, plus some other writings, you know, the Talmud. These writings preclude the idea that Christ brought into the world, which is that all human beings are children of God. Christ was more inclusive. Christ taught love. Christ taught decentralization, saying that you yourself could have a relationship with God, that you don't need to follow these Jewish traditions. He specifically taught his disciples, such as Timothy, for example, to teach other congregations, you don't have to abide by these ancient rituals of the Jews or the ancient Israelites. You know, you don't have to worry about kosher foods. You don't have to engage in circumcisions. You don't have to follow these rituals because that's the old world. We're living in the new world, the new world of the New Testament, the new world of Christ. And in the new world of Christ, we preach to all people of the world, not just Jews, but everybody, because all human beings are children of God. And there is an implied divinity of all human beings in that teaching. There is implied universal human rights. But the Jews in the Old Testament and modern-day Zionists today, they reject those ideas. Zionists do not believe in universal human rights. They believe that they alone sit above other human beings because they believe they are chosen by God. They believe they have a God-given claim to a so-called Greater Israel, which authorizes them, they claim, to kill millions of people who are in the way. That would be Gazans, Palestinians, potentially Syrians, Jordanians, Iraqi people, Iran, Turks, you name it, even Egyptians, what have you. Modern-day Zionists believe they can kill anyone they want and that they have the divine right to do so. This is what drives Netanyahu and Israel today, is an obsolete, outdated philosophy of the Old Testament that is rooted in violence and hatred toward Christ and the teachings of Christ. And this is why when you have so-called Christian churches today who invites into his church teachings that are so anti-Christ, that are in favor of Israel and Israel's violence against Gazans and Israel's continued mass murder, the slaughter of women and children, elderly, hospital patients, doctors being shot in the head by IDF snipers. This is, in my opinion, an embarrassment to Christianity. Shameful behavior. It's an embarrassment to Christ and the fact that Christ died for our sins and died for all of humanity. Christ did not just die for the Jews. In fact, it was the Jews who demanded that Christ be killed. How can you claim on one hand to be a teacher of Christ and to teach scripture from the New Testament and to claim to be a Christian and to claim to promote Christian values when in fact you're promoting the very philosophy of Zionism rooted in the Old Testament violence and hatred and intolerance that characterized the Jews mentioned in the book of John and in the Gospel according to Mark, the very Jews that demanded Christ be murdered, and they lied about what Christ said in order to try to convince Rome, or the Rome official there, Pilate, to relent and allow Christ to be killed. The Jews lied. They said that Christ claimed to be the king of Rome, or that he was a threat to Rome. And they claimed that if Pilate didn't allow Christ to be murdered, that Pilate himself was betraying Rome. These were all lies. The kind of lies that you see today, or you hear from the lips of people like Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and Gallant and all the other war criminals in Israel today, their lies are just like the lies of the Jews back in the day of Christ. Right at the crucifixion of Christ, they lied in order to have Christ killed. Just like they lie today. They lie today about babies being burned and cooked alive in ovens. Absolute fabrication. But lying is what they have done for thousands of years. So it's no surprise that they continue to lie and continue to persecute those who they see as competitors to their monopoly of political control and resource control over people and institutions such as the church. It's not an exaggeration to say that Zionism is an antichrist philosophy. That's 100% true. It's borne out in the scripture itself. Zionism is antichrist in its philosophical roots. And so anybody who's teaching the word of Christ or claims to be a teacher of Christ that is, in fact, advocating for the continued violence and slaughter of Zionists and the persecution of so-called hate speech against those who criticize the murder and the violence, well, those people Those people are not Christians at all. They are false prophets that Christ warned about. They are false teachers. And yes, they can sound sophisticated. They can cite scripture. They can have a large congregation. They can have a commanding voice. But if they refuse to tell you the truth about who killed Christ and under what circumstances and how that applies to today and how we are being silenced by modern day Zionists who are repeating the same crimes that they carried out against Christ himself, then these modern day preachers, they have no authority under God. They have no legitimacy to claim to be teaching the word of Christ. So this is just like the Jewish religious leaders paid off Judas to betray Christ. And he did. He betrayed Christ, identified him to the Roman soldiers so that the Jewish religious leaders could gain possession, or they could have the arrest of Christ and then present him and demand that he be killed under the order of Rome. Judas did that. He took money to betray Christ. And that's exactly what a lot of so-called Christian churches do today. They collect money, but they betray Christ. They're no better than Judas. They aren't churches of Jesus Christ. They are churches of Judas and his betrayal of Christ. They are churches of the Antichrist. And there are a great many Antichrist churches operating in America today that falsely claim to be teachers of Christianity, when in fact they are betrayers of Christianity. And for all those so-called Christian Zionists who are out there still supporting Israel's genocide, shame on you. You are betraying the teachings of Christ himself. You are betraying your Savior. You are betraying the Son of God, because the Son of God would have said to you, do not go along with these jealous, aggressive, hate-filled, vile people who were the Jewish religious leaders that ordered the murder of Christ. Do not go along with them. They are not the chosen ones by God. God offers his blessings to all of humanity. This is now the new church. This is the New Testament. We are not bound by the old world violence and hatred and mass murder and a philosophy of anger and hate, which is what Zionism represents today. Instead, we as followers of Christ, we welcome all of God's children. They may be of different religions currently. They may even practice Buddhism or Sikhism or even Islam. And yet we welcome them to learn about Christ and to learn the teachings of Christ, to love each other. Jesus's family was all of humanity. He said it. All of humanity are my brothers and sisters. That's the correct teaching of Christ. It's not even debatable. It's right there, written multiple times in his teachings throughout the New Testament. But remember, Zionists don't believe in the New Testament. They don't study it. They don't read it. They don't teach it. They don't follow it. They don't believe in Christ other than murdering him. And they don't support the teachings of Christians. So why are so many Christians deceived into supporting Zionism? There's a question for you. Why? When Zionists think of non-Jewish Christians as being subhuman animals to be sacrificed for the betterment of the Zionists. That is the philosophy of Zionism. It is a supremacist philosophy. So if you're a Christian Zionist out there, understand the Zionists don't see you as having any role in the future of society. They would gladly sacrifice you, kill you, censor you, persecute you, have you murdered just like they did Christ himself. You mean nothing to them. You have no value to them. They do not value humanity in the way that Christ taught us. And Israel today continues to operate in this old world philosophy of vengeance and hatred and violence and their angry, vengeful God that, again, they claim gave them the right to murder anyone they want and to silence anyone they want. And any lawmakers in America that go along with that are going along with the very same philosophy that resulted in the murder of Christ. Free speech means free speech. It means we are free to criticize any group, even any religion, certainly any nation or national leader, but we are especially free to criticize those who are war criminals and mass murderers and genocidal lunatics like Netanyahu. The whole world must condemn Netanyahu and condemn his philosophy of essentially ethno-supremacy that justifies the mass murder of other innocent human beings. That should be condemned worldwide, but especially it should be condemned within the Christian church. And if you can't do that, if you're a Christian leader, minister, pastor, if you can't condemn the mass killing of innocent civilians in Gaza, you have no business being in the church at all because you violate the teachings of Christ himself. It really is that simple. This is not complicated. Read the Bible and it tells you so. In plain, well, English now, but in Latin and in Hebrew originally, it says it plainly. And if you disagree with me, don't argue with me. Argue with John. Argue with Mark. Argue with Timothy. Argue with Paul. Argue with Scripture if you want, because I'm just telling you what's written there. It's right there in black and white. There is no debate about what is written. There's only a question of who honors the New Testament. And the Zionists do not. They reject it, just as they reject Christ, Christians, and the teachings of Christ. And that is a fact. So, stop living in denial and embrace the truth that Christ demanded we embrace and that we share with others, and demand global universal peace. Peace and love among our brothers and sisters. Stop bombing innocent women and children and claiming God told you to do it. That's what serial killers claim. Psychopaths, sociopaths, psychotic mass murderers. And that's a perfect description of Israel's political leaders today. So, irrefutable. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. We've got new protein products available for you at healthrangerstore.com. Check this out. You're going to love this. This is formulated with Boku Superfood. This is the organic super protein vanilla. Now, this is the vegetarian or vegan friendly format of protein. And look at the main ingredient here. It is organic pea protein and then coconut sugar, sacha inchi protein powder, vanilla bean powder, and so on. This is very clean. You know how a lot of proteins have issues with arsenic or sometimes, you know, contamination with glyphosate or sometimes E. coli. These protein products, like everything we sell, are tested for heavy metals as well as glyphosate, E. coli, salmonella, various microbiology, and we manufacture this ourselves. So it's not outsourced. We make it in-house with our clean room standards, with our epoxy floors and our non-porous walls and all of that to meet the most stringent requirements for clean food manufacturing. And then we ship it out of Texas. So we've got organic super protein vanilla here available. And then also there's another version, which is chocolate flavored. Here it is, organic super protein chocolate. And you know, cacao prices are going up, but this is still relatively affordable. And look at the ingredients. Here we have organic pea protein powder and then cacao powder. Organic coconut sugar is a low glycemic sugar that you'll absolutely love. It's very rich, it's sweet, but doesn't spike your blood sugar in the same way as processed white sugar. So this is a ready-to-go mix. You just mix this in with a blender, mix it with water or like a blender bottle or anything like that, and you'll have a drink ready to go. We've also got, of course, whey protein. I'm showing these. Yeah, whey protein. This is my favorite. I use that in my smoothie every day. That's what's actually in this smoothie right here is whey protein and avocados. And then we've got pea protein there by itself. Also, if you want to do your own flavorings, I like to add bananas. I like to add flaxseed or maybe cacao, maybe vanilla. But there are a lot of other things that you can add to that in order to make it more of a superfood recipe, but that's up to you. So whey protein, pea protein, and then the organic super protein, vanilla, and chocolate available now at healthrangerstore.com.
www.thepodcast.com. Remember that every purchase helps support this platform so we can continue to bring you a message of truth and courage for humanity. And remember that our slogan is healing the world through clean foods. So we focus on bringing you the cleanest, the most nutritive, dense foods and superfoods and personal care products that can help you stay clean and healthy for a very long, joyous, prosperous, and abundant life. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.